Welcome everyone to today's Tereya meditation session. This is Laurie Seymour at the Baca Institute. So, as we've come together today here for this, let's just start by taking a couple of breaths. And as a reminder, as a good reminder really to all of us, one way that you can be with your breath most easily is to imagine your breath coming into your heart center, flowing in as light. So on the in-breath, you're breathing in light as your breath into your heart center, into the center of your chest. And as you're breathing, it expands, it flows from side to side and front to back. And without you having to direct it, it naturally will rise. It'll rise to your crown and it'll flow back through you. And with each breath, each conscious, aware breath, know that you are connecting in with everything, with all of the energy that is available to us today, with the guidance that is available today, and with the connection that is here. So take another moment for a breath. And I've been talking to a lot of people over the last days. And one of the things that has been most on the top of people's minds, sometimes it's money, certainly, you know, what's going to happen, the unknown, the fear of the unknown. And when we go into that, the next step beyond that, there is the, how do we stay connected? There is that longing for connection. And I've been seeing that that connection is twofold. It is a connection, first and foremost, with ourselves, with our inner resources, which offers us sustenance in an ongoing way. And then secondarily, it is our connection with each other. So you may have read in the different emails that are going around the, you know, we are all in this together, that kind of sentiment or that statement. And when we realize that indeed we are all in this together, there can be almost a lightening of the mood, a lightening of our being. But it takes going beyond our skin, you know, our own personal direct boundaries, and knowing that we can, with a single breath, begin to connect in with others around the world. Not just when you're here live online with me today, but that you can do this anytime. You can, in your mind's eye, hold a picture of anyone that you want to connect with, whether they be in the next room or across on the other side of the world. When we connect in this way, we are outside of time and space. Time and space do not have an impact. And so, if there are particular people that you are longing to be with, wishing that you could see, create the pictures for that. Create the pictures of who it is you want to be with and what it is you're doing. Maybe you're gathering with a group of friends and you're having a party. You can even do that online. You could see each other. We had the wonderful opportunity a few nights ago for our grandsons who presented a slide deck slideshow for us about Mario. And so we got to learn all about Mario from a seven-year-old who with his dad had created slides and music and a lecture. And had his five-year-old brother advancing the slides and being very much a part of that. So it's a time to get creative. That's in the physical. I mean, in the virtual physical. But realize that within ourselves, we can expand our own boundaries to extend beyond our physical location and encompass really the whole world. And what would that offer when we can go beyond our own fear and our own concerns, our own personal concerns, to a place where we can begin to embrace this living planet that has said, oh, it's time for something else. It's time for a reset. And so we have this opportunity to experience a reset. And that's a theme, another theme that's been dominant in many of my conversations with people, that we have this opportunity to come home to ourselves in a way that we have never come home to it before. And in coming home to ourselves, we recognize that we are at home on this planet, and that we need to care for ourselves just as we need to care for the planet, and that one is not separate from the other. So in this time that we are about to embark on of the meditation itself, let yourself make sure that your body is comfortable. Take another breath. And then I will do my chime, which is our signal that we are going inside into the quiet. And just let yourself rest in the quiet, knowing that there is so much that is being focused on us now, and so much that is being made available. So let's all go inside, and I will let you know when this time is complete. This is complete. Take a few moments now for another breath. And then to do a little stretching. You can stand and stretch or stretch where you're seated. But stretching is really important now because there's been a lot of energy that's been transmitted and received, and the stretching is what helps that energy to integrate. So do that however you feel moved, however it feels good to you, but being aware of your whole body as you stretch. And for those of you who are not with us live today, you can stretch as long as you like, as long as it feels good. Do as much as you feel moved to do. And then realize that this is also a time, because you're not here with us live and able to share with us, take some time to acknowledge what you've received and some time to, even if you feel so moved, to express it out loud. And we'll see you next time.